Hey, Mike.
The way Blake
Martinez has played this year, what does that mean to your defense, do you think?
It definitely makes our job up front a lot easier. I like Blake from the time he got here. And he just plays the position the right way. So we're glad to have him. We really are.
I know other guys study different ways, whether they do it behind closed doors or at home or whatever, but he's always over there sitting in his locker.
Well, Blake wants to be the best. You know, I know he he studies some of the best linebackers in the league, and he wants to be that guy, you know. And when you're driven, when you have that drive where you want people to know who you are, you want the respect of your teammates and your opponents, then you'll put the amount of work in that required to do so, and Blake definitely does that.
Nipsey's range around like 150.
Mike, what do you think of the Vikings offense? I mean, you know, they rank pretty well, like in the top 10 yardage wise. But, you know, they're without Bradford, or for most of the time they've been without Bradford. They lost a good rookie running back, Cook. I mean, what do you think of their offense? How are they getting it done?
They take advantage of a lot of teams' faults and mistakes. And, you know, what they do, you just have to play perfect. You know, if you give them an inch, they'll take it a mile. And a lot of big plays they've had, just completely capitalizing on the other team's faults. And they have players that are good enough that can definitely get the job done. So we just have to make sure we play. We can't have any mistakes. You know, no mental errors, no missed assignments or anything.
The building was really loud last year when you played there, their first game there. Do you expect it to be that loud, or is there more juice in the first game as you've seen Minnesota win?
It's a divisional game, so definitely they're going to be fired up. And our fans that will be there, we always have a lot of fans that travel, they'll be fired up as well. So I expect it to be loud.
Mike, what do you think Dial's added, you know, since he came in here with you guys and kind of catching up to speed with, you know, this defense and obviously that front?
Yeah, he's a big, tall guy, and he definitely brings a different body type to the defensive line, and it's always good to have a switch up. You know, we have shorter, stockier guys. We have taller guys like Dean. Then you have taller, long arm guys like Quick Q. So he definitely brings a different look, and it's always good to have various body types from along the defensive front.
How much do you like playing in Minnesota? One of your early real great games was the last game at the Metrodome. Last year you had a monster game there as well. Is there something special about this rivalry in Minnesota?
It's just a divisional game, you know, and all games I take seriously. Divisional ones, maybe subconsciously I up the ante a little bit, but it's divisional games. They're extremely important. And they're tough. Rivalry games are the toughest games of the year.
Mike, what impressed you the most about what Aaron Jones did Sunday?
His instincts. You see that he had more yards with 10 less carries, you know, than Zeke. And we already know the type of back that Zeke is. So Aaron definitely has some ability to break tackles in the open field. Very instinctive. You give him a gap, he'll make you pay.
Sorry if you answered this already. Did you come out of that game all right?
No, I'm fine.
Did it give you any problems in the game?
I'm fine. I'm good.